Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hey everybody, welcome to a winter wonderland. That's what it is out there. And this is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Super producer Chris Larson tracking down some of our guests today, which will include some road reports, as well as Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, to tell us a little bit about the weather scene here. The now, I don't know if I heard this or I just wasn't listening, but this thing is going to slow down today, and then it's going to come back.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You can count on a white Christmas.
Has that been the thing all along, or did that get added to it here as we...
No, they thought it would come in. It was kind of a double header. Yeah.
So it always was going to last until the weekend.
The 1-2, typical 1-2 punch.
Yeah. My overarching wonderment today on the program has nothing to do with the Biden administration, although I'm used to that insanity, or some of our usual topics here on the program. It's whether or not it is smart to shovel before the snow is done. You follow what I'm saying?
If I shoveled anymore, I would do it in as it's in like a storm like this. Every about 2 inches, I'm out there. I'll clear it out and then wait for more. But I don't wait till it's over because then
why?
It's too heavy. It's too heavy for me. Unless I got the snowblower, then yeah, then I. But if I'm actually shoveling, physically, was doing that at one point, and no, I would not wait till it was piled up.
So here's my question.
And snowblower, have at it.
For any of our audience today, if you want to weigh in on this at 271-1100 or text us 237-1590. Again, call, 855. You're called Daniel today on the toll-free line. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. So let's say you get 15 inches of snow, okay? And you say, look, there's a lot of snow out there. I'm going to go do it at 5 inches. And then you're going to go back up there when the next five come. And then the next five come. The stress you're putting on your body, wouldn't it be as much from 3 sessions of 5 inches each than just taking your time to do the big enchilada?
Kind of like cardio, When you get 3 sessions in and out, not the heavy weight. Not throwing a lot of plates on the bar, buddy. Just want to get the,
So it's a better workout.
If I was shoveling, yeah. But with the snowblower, the big.
Wait till
the end. I got a plow guy. I used to have a Mac Daddy Aaron's that would just chew through drifts of snow. I had chains on that bad boy. It was awesome. But I'm just not down anymore. Now I have a guy with a plow, and he works for beer, which is great.
My snowplow is not a Mac Daddy. It takes several turns to. Unpack a good drift, but I'm just of the opinion that you wait it out.
I hear you. Yeah, if you're blowing it, I totally agree. If you're snow blowing or plowing, absolutely. Why burn the gas?
I guess these are first world concerns, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
only in this part of the country.
First world winter weather problems.
We sound like we're sitting down at the Abercrombie Diner talking about, you know, geez, do you blow it all at once, or do you get out there right away and take her out in stages?
Let me have a look-see at the travel conditions now. North Dakota has been, well, I-94 was closed. Darn near border to border. There was a little part of Dickinson. Now it's no longer closed. They've got it opened up now. About the only area of the state that is no travel advised is I don't want to say the whole northeast corner, but a sliver of northeast North Dakota. It's not quite the doesn't extend that far to the west. It looks like probably Highway 66 west, and then just a bit north of 94, but south of Hillsboro is where the no travel advised remains. So they've opened up the freeway. 94 had been closed. Now 29 I'm looking at right now, and it's just wet. It's you know, maybe a little slush, but the snow cover is completely gone. That wasn't the case an hour or so ago. So there was still a pretty good sized snow cover, but the snow has moved to the north now, as forecasted by the one and only Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, who's going to join us a little later on in the program to talk about just that today on the program. The rest of the state of North Dakota outside the area that I just described that is no travel advised is slick conditions. So it's no picnic, but it's still there. Let's take a look-see at Minnesota and see what we've got there. Earlier this morning, it was not quite as bad in Minnesota. There was no areas of no travel advised. Right now, I've got, I look at throughout the whole northwest corner, about half is normal, partially covered, I'd say. Normal winter driving conditions, partially covered, and then there's another that is completely covered. So I'm not big on the app in Minnesota. Have you ever watched that Minnesota road map?
Yeah, it depends.
North
you try and listen. They have a frequency on the radio too. You can, but half the time they're outdated too.
A frequency on the radio.
But I mean, and you look at never mind. I'm thinking of something else. I mean, look at the system on radar that went through, and then kind of what's swirling in behind it. It's pretty massive. I mean, the front of this is basically engulfing all of the Great Lakes, and then down south. It's running from the Texas Gulf Coast all the way up into Tennessee before it starts turning north. And there's a huge chunk behind it, too. So, you know, it gives me this great link that I use from the Weather Center. But, yeah, there's a lot, and there's a good amount coming. So, yep, buckle down, batten down the hatches.
Yeah, exactly right. Snow plows are out. They're doing a good job. Kudos to all of them. Appreciate it very much, the good work they've done. And certainly law enforcement goes above and beyond in situations like this, too, so we really appreciate them very much. If you have a particular situation that you want to share with us from the road where things are a little more slick than we're reporting here, please feel free to call us, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Some schools are closed, and the kids are home with a snow day. Other kids are still learning, but they're learning from home. Be one of the silver linings of COVID. You can learn from home. You have your device. So the West Fargo was doing that. Teachers, you teach, but from home. Kids, you participate in class, but from home. I like that, but I'm a 58-year-old gray hair. I think that's good. If I were a student, I would be like, what a ripoff! I've still got to go to class. Just got to do it from my kitchen table, for crying out loud. But that's happening today. Some schools are doing the learning. Other schools using snow days. I think Fargo uses a snow day. West Fargo, for instance, is doing the learning at home. But I think
But, with remote learning, I mean, snow day doesn't mean what it used to mean. It used to mean hit Hardcuff Park and go play hockey all day.
Right.
I mean, not anymore. No, we have to sit in front of the computer all day now? Oh, great.
But as a parent,
yeah,
you got to say that's not a bad program.
No.
As a student, you say ripoff.
Yeah, exactly. Little something for the kids. Come on.
What's wrong with this picture? Exactly right. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on what we know weather-wise. Dean Wysocki is going to join us in about an hour, a little less than an hour from right now. Mike Lindell will be here at the bottom of the hour. He's running for the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee. We'll find out all about that and his decision. We're also going to get an update on the 2022 North Dakota Oil and Gas Tax Study. The revenue from the energy industry benefits every corner of North Dakota, and we're going to find out some details on that today from Brent Bogar. So, as you can see, we have a packed program today of great information, and we'll keep you posted on the weather. If you see something out there that you think needs to be reported, any kind of road conditions that are a little more slick than we're reporting, or something fellow motorists should worry about, please let us know, 855-200-1776. We're going to laugh along with KJP when we come back. Kevin's favorite from the White House on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Craigness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westo, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is on. Back on What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Texter says, could you please update us on the Fufang Grand Forks land sale by the Air Force Base? Sure. What I know about the situation is the city is so far not taking the advice of Governor Burgum, Senators Hoven, Senator Kramer, to say this is a really bad idea. By the way, neighbors of the project have said it's a bad idea. Partners in the Grand Sky project out there. The city is saying, well, we want to wait for an official ruling from the Treasury Department, which takes time, obviously. So it's now part of what could be going on with the city wanting to wait is a fear of getting sued. If they just join everybody else and say, we don't want you here anymore. That the dollars invested to this point by Fufang would cause them to sue the city for violating an agreement. So that could be what's going on with the city. They could want a piece of paper to waive to be able to make that case. But we should have a hard, fast rule in the great state of North Dakota. It says Chinese-owned, anything is not going near a facility that has anything to do with national security. I think the gold standard rule myself should be, here's the deal. If we can park a facility next to one of your Air Force bases, then we'll consider doing it in our base. And the answer would be a hard no. So why in the world would we do it? I don't get it. Makes no sense. That's what I know. Anyway, and I appreciate the call. Other text questions, welcome. 701-237-1590. Call us at 855-200-1776. Kevin's girlfriend, Corinne Jean-Pierre, is at it again.
Huh. Well, I am a biological male. I clearly could not be her boyfriend.
It was a little humor on my part.
I may have played pen to your teller, buddy. Come on.
I know how much she likes. I know how much you like.
She is
gift.
My.
She's
on
the gift
on the other
keeps
hand,
on giving.
She is my favorite chef. She is a. She is my favorite master chef for word salads. So.
Word salads, right?
Roll it.
Let's see what she has in the way of a grasp of information.
Okay.
About what the Biden administration is doing.
Count
she is, after
ums
all,
and ahs, by the way.
She's the top spokesperson for the Biden administration. What do you want us to count?
The ums and ahs.
Okay.
She's looking for words.
I just want to know if she says anything. Again, top spokesperson for the Biden administration. She should have a grasp on what they're doing. Let's listen.
Thank you. Does President Biden support or oppose legislation that is sold in Congress to create a 9/11 style commission to investigate the U.S. response to the COVID pandemic? What is the White House position on this?
So I think this has been asked before, I think during Jen's tenure. I don't have anything more to add or more to look into on this. I would have to go back to the team and see if our position has changed, but nothing new for you.
What was the position?
No, I'm just saying I know that this has come up. I just don't have anything new to add to go back and ask and to see where we are on that.
So whether does the administration support it or oppose it?
I just answered your question. I said I know this has come up in the past, but I don't know if we've changed our position. I have to go back to see exactly where we are on that particular question.
She doesn't have a clue.
Well, that she handled actually pretty good. I mean, I'll give her that one. I don't have that for you. I'll go back and see where what our position is there. I give her, ask her, play one about where she's asked about the obvious. I did count seven ahs in there.
Oh, I'm loaded for bear for you today. Don't go anywhere. There's not just one KJP here. Cut. We've got a few here. Here was a little humor from yesterday's press briefing.
In a bi-caramel, in a bipartisan way, was done in a bipartisan, bi-caramel way. Bi-caramel, bipartisan support.
Bi-caramel. You must have the Christmas.
Bi-cameral?
Yes, that would be the appropriate pronunciation for meaning both the House and the Senate.
Bipartisan.
Bicameral.
Bicameral.
Right.
Well, she's suffering from Joe Biden. Take a little Bidenica, you'd be better.
Here is my favorite, though, KJP, last of the day. She gets a lot of questions. See if you can find some answers here.
I don't have anything. 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 I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. You don't have anything. I just don't have anything. Don't have anything. So I don't have anything. 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 Just don't have anything. I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. Again, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. Don't have anything. I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. I 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 don't have anything. We don't have anything. I 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 just don't have anything.
Are you counting, Kev?
I just don't have anything. I just don't have anything. One thing that I can say, I don't have anything. 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 I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. Don't have anything. I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. Well, I don't have anything, but I don't have anything. Don't have anything. Don't have, I don't have anything. I don't have anything, but I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. We just don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't
have anything.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have it. We don't have anything. I just don't have anything. We don't have anything. I don't have anything. You don't have anything. I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything, but I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. So look, again, I don't have anything. I just don't have anything, but I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. Don't have anything.
These are all unique. Just so you know.
I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. We don't have anything. I don't have anything. I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. Again, I don't have anything. So I don't have anything. We don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I just don't have anything.
I just don't have anything.
Now, you know.
There's 100 of them, by the way, in a minute and a half.
Knowing, are they all, nothing was regurgitated and reintroduced?
No,
later on
all unique.
All unique.
All unique, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's the only thing I would ask. Well, although either way, it's funny. I'm going to put that to it. I better grab the guitar. We should, I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
A good parody song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything.
The KJP theme song.
Yeah.
Super producer Chris Larson says last night there was a statement issued by Fufeng USA. This is the Chinese-owned company that wants to build a corn milling plant in Grand Forks, announcing that the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States concluded an extensive two-phase review lasting more than 3 months under Section 721 of the Defense Production Act of 1950, as amended, of Fufeng's acquisition of certain vacant land in the vicinity of Grand Forks from local landowners, and determined that the land acquisition was not a covered transaction under 721, which, of course, means nothing. It means Section 21. So, a little more to this. We'll share after the break here. Don't go away. More on What's on Your Mind. Mike Lindell next.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointments.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are getting you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried oversaw one of the biggest financial collapses in American history. An indictment by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York unsealed Tuesday charges against Mr. Bankman with 8 counts of fraud, as well as conspiring to defraud the U.S. and violate campaign finance rules. A fusion breakthrough was unveiled on Tuesday by the Department of Energy. Researchers in California produced more energy from fusing atoms together than they used to start the process. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition, and that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
A severe winter storm is hindering travel throughout the United States today. Over 15 million people are under a winter weather advisory. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Let's see what's for lunch today. How does scalloped potatoes and ham sound?
Yeah.
Even better with the Mannheim Steamroll behind it, doesn't it?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
601, half a dozen.
Yeah. Kind of like the new Mannheim Steamroller.
Exactly.
Love them. Very good.
Scalloped potatoes and ham. Come on.
Right. Yeah, a little comfort food there in Harwood. Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken pot pie, 12th and I-29. Beefy Mac at MP Avenue. Beef tips in Glendon. Salisbury steak in Ulan. Tater tot hot dish on 45th Street, Fargo. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA, you're going to love it. All right, so finishing the statement from Fu Feng last night, the lead federal agencies for the second phase of the CFIUS review were the Department of the Treasury, Biden administration, Defense Department, Biden administration, Agriculture Department, Biden administration. Accordingly, CFIUS will not be taking any further action with respect to the transaction. Fu Feng USA is pleased with the outcome of the CFIUS review and is looking forward to building its wet corn milling and bio-fermentation plant in Grand Forks. So essentially what you have here is a showdown, the city digging its heels in concert with Fu Feng, where other defense contractors in the neighborhood say no. Senator Cramer, member of the Armed Services Committee, says no. Senator Hovind, member of the Military Appropriations Committee, says no. Governor Burgum says no. And obviously a significant amount of people in the community say no. Someone else to build a corn milling plant. It ought not be the Chinese near an Air Force base in Grand Forks. Period. End of state.
That's the best argument for it. If it's a great investment, why can't we find someone domestically to do that?
They could. They could.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Is the mic on? Okay,
yes.
Great. Mike Lindell, the one and the only, our dear friend, now a candidate for chair of the Republican National Committee on our Newsmaker line. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott, for having me on.
So talk a little bit about how this Republican National Committee post came to be and how you decided to throw your hat in for that.
Well, it's going great, by the way. It's been over almost a month now. It was the end of November, and I had donors coming to me going that they're RNC donors and I'll donate to other things. They said, we're not going to donate anymore. The Arizona was kind of like their last straw. And, when the RNC pulled out of the Gary Lake and all the stuff going on in Arizona and then headed over to Georgia and said, hey, let's put more money in for over here for Herschel and come on, donors, throw your money in and flush down the toilet again. Five F's for Ronna McDaniel. I looked at that. You got 2018 F, 2020 F, 22 F, and both Senate runoffs F. And I prayed about it. I did my due diligence for a couple weeks and said, what would it entail? What is the job? You know, how much time does it take? What do you have to do? And all these. And then I said, I've been all in. And I've been calling. The vote goes, there's 168, three from every state and territory. And they all vote at the end of January, about the 23rd or so. And I've been busy for the last 2 weeks calling, going down the list and calling each one, telling them how I believe I can fix this and fix it fast. And it's not just about getting donor money. It's about how you're going to spend it. And if you don't change the footprint, if you don't change your input, when your footprint has changed, it's like my business, Scott. My business, when we went through so much adversity, and if I would make the same decisions based on and not check out and see what this is going to manifest to, because there's so many new things you have to do as things get taken away or your footprint changes. In our country, everything's changed. You can't continue to just get money from donors and say, yep, we're going to do the same old, we're going to put, you know, ads on TV, boy, we're going to do it. Wrong. You better change the election platforms. You better change the election systems in our country. I've been doing this for 2 years, as you know, fighting this. It's disgusting what they did down in Arizona. The RNC was going to finance the lawyers and stuff down there for the Kerry Lake fight, for Maricopa and for the country, quite frankly, not just the state of Arizona. And they pulled out. They made promises, pulled out once again, like they did in 2020 when they collected $80 million from donors saying they're going to do something about the election crime and the elections, and they did nothing. And so we're down there. And by the way, we're down there in Arizona. I went ahead and put the money in again. And that case got filed, started yesterday, and the judge laid out over the next 10 days. It's a very fast trial, a very fast lawsuit. And so we should get results by next week.
That's good news. I want to come back to Arizona in a moment, but to finish on the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee. So, as you mentioned, 168 people vote. So it's a small group of people, and you do a little one-on-one conversation with each of them. You can easily get people behind your are you counting noses? Are you asking for their support?
Right now I'm doing a once through. You have to have three states at least, and I've got those secured, and they and you need 85 votes, individual votes, and they if no one gets to that vote, then they just keep going. Back in the day, Ryan Priebus, it took seven times. And right now, the big thing, Ronna went around about a month ago, and she said, I have 102 people, 110. Ain't wrong, because they can tell her anything they want, because this is a secret ballot. There's no machine, Scott. No machine. Secret ballot. And counted. And we'll see where it goes. But I'm very excited. This is one thing where there's going to be very straightforward, and if I don't win, I'm going to be surprised, because the ones I've talked to so far, they care about our country, and they just want a leadership where they're doing good. You know, you need to do good. I asked them all. I said, why would Ronna want to run when she's failed all these times? And if she loves our country, why would you want to run and destroy? We're at a critical time in our history. And every one of them said ego, 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 and then money. Well, I'm going, you know what? If this job, I don't even know what it pays. I'm taking 100% of my salary and putting it right back into the RNC. Every dime, I don't want the money. I wouldn't be in it for the money. Everybody knows that. And I wouldn't put money in the RNC right now the way it stands, but I certainly would when I get a hold of it. And I'll be able to go to these donors and say, you donate money and I will give you the best bang for your buck in history of the RNC. And that's a fact. And I've proven that over the last 2 years with the Lindale Legal Offense Fund. Everything we've done, when they abandon every place that it seems like the RNC abandons people or abandons lawsuits, we step in or I step in and we get these things done. And there's right now over 50 lawsuits going on in the United States that affects our elections. And it's all done by people like me, like citizens, grassroots. And they've had to step up where our Republican Party has let us down.
What would be the thing you'd most look forward to doing as chairman of the Republican National Committee? What would be job one?
Well, I think you got to get rid of all the lawyers they have that's giving them bad advice. I think I would say I bring in a new team around me. You have to do that. I mean, that's just you have to. It's not just Ronnie. You got to bring in whatever that is. You got to replace them, replace some of them because you got to have. You've got to have advisors and stuff that are input, not just all the 168, but the people directly around her. From talking to the members, she makes the decision. Her personally makes the decision where the money goes in the RNC. And, it basically would be immediately looking at the current footprint we have in this country and where the needs are of the current money that they have. So you could start spending the money in the right places. So then you have a prototype or something to show the big donors, say, here, immediately, right out of the gate, we're diverting our money here where it's going to do the best good, the best place for your money, so that when you do put more money in, I wouldn't even go to a donor, Scott, and say, hey, I put in this money, this can win. I would show them, here's what's going to happen. I would view every donor like my only donor, deal with them one-on-one, say, here, you know what, here's where your money's going to go. At least that be full disclosure and say, here's where the money's going to go. And here's what we hope it manifests to, or what we believe it's going to manifest to. And that's where you can start repairing that big wound of the donors that donate to the RNC. And that's the micro donors and the macro donors. So I think it can happen immediately. Once you see, first you've got to assess the problem, the situation. And I'm learning a lot of that. I'm not, you know, as I call these members, it's not, hey, vote for me, I'm going to do this. I'm finding out what they think the problems are right now. A lot of them, they don't have a lot of pull, even though they're one of the 168. The big decisions where the money goes is made right at the top person, Ronna McDaniel.
And what do they spend their money on now?
The same way they've been spending it before. I'm not, you know, all the bad things that, you know, you've heard about parties and all these other things. Having these big events and so on. That's fine. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm telling you, the other money that's being spent is being spent the old way, the status quo, same old, same old. Boy, the Democrats have raised this much money for this candidate. We got to go in here. What they did is they started cherry picking out candidates. They didn't get behind, such as all of the People's Choice, America First candidates, which were all of them wanted to fix our elections. So it's kind of funny. They should have got behind them more than any of them, because if you don't get your elections fixed, every money you raise in the RNC gets flushed down the toilet. And that's a fact. And all the ads they spend on, Scott, I think I'm pretty well versed in marketing, and we will be making ads and doing things there that they normally would spend, but where those would also go for the best bang for their buck and produce results.
Hang on one sec. We'll chat with more with Michael Lindell after a short timeout. Got to talk a little bit about Arizona. Don't go away. That's next.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Very true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Chatting with our friend Mike Lindell here about his run for the Republican National Committee chairmanship and also a little bit about the latest in Arizona and a lawsuit that's down there. Tell me again when the vote is on the RNC post.
It's a convention at the end of January. It's like, I believe it's like around the 25th, somewhere in there. The public's not invited. The 168 will be there, the vote, and then their guests, and, you vote, I forget where you vote. I know the last day that you vote is a Friday, so it's somewhere at the end.
Alright, we're gonna continue to, watch that one closely for you. Keep you in our prayers as well on that one, Mike, because that could be a That could be a game changer. Forever,
absolutely.
The RNC post has been about an insider, about somebody in the club, you know, often one of the members of the 168 members of the Republican National Committee. So it's time for change, as we all know. So that'd be great.
Yes, it's very important.
So let's talk about Arizona. Tell us what we need to know.
News. Here's what you need to know. Yesterday, the judge laid out the schedule, and it's very. Katie Hobbs and the gang put in their a thing for a summary or for a dismissal. They want to get it dismissed, and then the judge gave 2 days for our side to respond. And then the trial, that things, the discovery stuff, I think starts on Monday. By Wednesday, it's a 2-day trial, and it's over by Thursday. He set a schedule. I talked to the lawyers last night. They go, they have never seen a tighter schedule, but it's so important to our country. It's like, you know, it's got to go through the process yet. We obviously would not want it dragged out, a year or something. So I guess you got to look at, we're very well prepared. We were, we've been preparing for this for a long time, and now you're just adding in the new pieces from the election in Arizona, which 59% of the machines were not working. 59%. 300,000 ballots have no chain of custody. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. These are all just add-ons to what we already know about the machines and the voting systems, what went wrong. A little interesting side note, everybody. Remember, Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham and I financed that. It was a preliminary injunction in Arizona this summer. We filed to get rid of the machines before this election, to get rid of the machines before this election. Well, the judge then kicked the can on standing, and then what did he do? Just about 2 weeks ago, he put out sanctions and said that it was a frivolous case, basically. So the lawyers all got sanctioned, and it's disgusting. But instead of sitting back and saying, oh, that's terrible, we shouldn't, you know, we'll just go away. We appealed that to the Supreme Court. So the more they push us, the more we're just going to push back. We're not going to take this.
What is the remedy for that nightmare down there?
The remedy is a new election. The remedy for this, for the short term here, is the new election, and the judge should, at any other time in history, you'd have to do this. You would have to have a new election in Maricopa County. The RNC, by the way, backed out of Arizona on this. They came down and said they were going to put money into it, and they didn't because they didn't want a new election. They said, oh, no, if you ask for that, we're taking our money. We're heading out. So, the Lindell Offense Fund took the bill, and they need a new election. Of course they do. Or you want to audit, and we'll find out. Kerry Lake won, Mark Fincham won, Blake Masters won. Either way, but there's about 3 or 4 remedies in there, so the judge does have some choices. But this is common sense to everybody. I mean, you can't have an election with machines that didn't work, and they said put the ballots in the box, and then they never got to fruition. There's over 200,000 votes from election day that we can't find that are just gone.
Oh my God.
And these were like 70-30 Kerry Lake. It's so disgusting. And we talk about those midterms. So many places had more votes than voters. You know, Pennsylvania does it all the time. They're notorious for it. They did it again up there. But so many places across our country, more votes than voters, everybody. This is a common sense thing. I mean, we have to look at it in a nation and have our judges have courage to look at this and not kick the can on standing or sanction lawyers and say, you shouldn't have brought this before me in the first place. It's just disgusting. And we pray that this judge really looks at this and has enough courage to make a ruling. Scott, there were two counties down there, Mojave County and Cochise County. I talked to the supervisors that were they were not going to certify their election, and then they backed out at the last minute. I was getting the protection and everything because they were getting threats. Then they were threatened by Katie Hobbs that they would be put in prison, in jail, and it's disgusting.
Is it ever? Keep fighting, my brother. Thank you for the time today on the update. Appreciate it very much.
All right, thanks, Scott. Thanks, everybody. Yeah.
Mike Lindell, candidate for Republican National Committee. Debbie and Grand Forks, sorry we didn't have time for your question. For Mike, hang on, we'll get to it after the break here. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.